since I returned from South Africa, I have traveled over much of India, and I know that I could travel for many more years and still only see a small part of her. And yet I already know that what we say here means nothing to the masses of our country. Here, we make speeches for each other and those English liberal magazines that may grant us a few lines. But the people of India are untouched. Their politics are confined to bread and salt. Illiterate they may be, but they're not blind. They see no reason to give their loyalty to rich and powerful men who simply want to take over the role of the British in the name of freedom. This Congress tells the world it represents India. My brothers, India is 700,000 villages. Not a few hundred lawyers in Delhi and Bombay. Until we stand in the fields with the millions that toil each day under the hot sun, we will not represent India. Nor will we ever be able to challenge the British as one nation.